broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
All right, everybody, and thank you very much for listening. We're going to have a great lineup coming. My next guest, who's making his way up to the microphone right now, Andrew Colbert, thank you very much and welcome. Ziegler.
Yeah, hey, this is Andy Colbert. I'm a managing director of Ziegler. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. When'd you get in town?
Got in last night. Our firm is actually headquartered here in Chicago. For us, this is a pretty exciting opportunity to have HIMSS be local. I'm based out of New York. I've been at the firm for 9 years now. Came over in 2006 to build out our M&A advisory practice as well as start a principal investing effort. And so it's been a very exciting road for us. Been very active in advising companies on a spectrum of strategic alternatives, capital raising, mergers and acquisitions, joint ventures. And it's been really fun. We like to take a much longer term approach. And I think you'll see with some of our activities here, this is a great venue for us just to showcase some of the work we're doing.
Excellent. So what have you seen today? What are some of the sessions that you've seen or speakers that you've seen that that you liked a lot?
Well, I got to lead one of the panels today on really the investment environment and what are the different options and alternatives. Hopefully people felt that that was a good panel. Yeah. I think it's interesting for some of the participants in the audience. A large portion of them are founders and operators. The availability of alternative capital sources, government and non-traditional sponsored loans, I think is interesting, as well as just trying to predict where the next investment trends are going. So I think that was a good panel. It's been interesting listening to some of the speakers from the independent businesses that are presenting here, and always a big proponent of the startup community.
Sure. No, thank you. And I know one of the topics here around is of interest is certainly around valuation. So what are some of the important factors driving valuation today?
Yeah. So there's a number of different aspects. From our perspective, we like to think about 25% of the valuation is driven by just how well prepared the company is for going to market, how sophisticated they are around financial presentation, financial positioning, how strong their management team is, how well organized they are. So we can't speak enough about the importance of bringing on good advisors, whether it be bankers, attorneys, mentors, to help them through the process. Beyond that, the other 75% is certainly visibility into revenue predictability is very important. Subscription revenue model is obviously of high interest right now. The proof of concept of the product and the product positioning relative to the other products in the market, competitive differentiation is key. And really making sure that they can demonstrate the return on investment of their product is important. So we see, there's probably three or four main buckets that drive value in terms of how ready and prepared they are, financial performance, product positioning, and then management team and bench strength.
Excellent. So which investors are most active now?
So there's a host of investors that are active. You've got more of your legacy investor groups out of Sand Hill Road and Silicon Valley that are obviously making a ton of investments in the space. Check sizes are getting larger and larger. Last year, I think the total invested capital was about $6.5 billion. Deal size actually came down slightly from 2013, which means the average check size is going up, which is great. It means that there's more interest in writing bigger checks, but it also means that the stage at which folks are looking to invest is getting a bit later stage.
I know I've noticed that too in the market. So what segments are getting the most investments right now?
So I think the top two areas in 2014 were population health, which obviously very big buzzword, and really kind of overplayed. I think it's very difficult to determine exactly what it means, since it means a number of things to a number of different entities. But big data and population health are kind of the two biggest segments. I think those two alone were over a quarter of all the investments in 2014. I think where the market's waking up and realizing is there's so much data in healthcare and siloed disparate systems that the next biggest player that's going to really add a lot of value is figuring out how do you break down those silos, how do you bring the data together, analyze it, and present it back into real predictive mm-hmm. capabilities as opposed to descriptive and really more legacy descriptive analytics as opposed to real predictive capabilities. I think that's real critical of where the market's heading.
So, yeah, no, good foresight. So what are some examples, just in our closing minute or so, of interesting companies that you see receiving funding?
Yeah, I mean, so clearly, Castlight Health just recently received a big round. Mm-hmm. They're a great example of a firm that's kind of sitting on top of multiple systems in the cloud, doing business intelligence analytics, pulling data from EMRs and other systems, comparative benchmarking and whatnot. We just closed a transaction with a company called Clinovations that we represent on the sale to the advisory board in the D.C. market. Mm-hmm. They're a great example of a business that actually takes clinicians and brings them to the hospital in a consultative approach and helps them bring more value out of their IT systems. We see models like that being very much high in demand as a lot of health systems are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on Epics and Cerners. And now trying to figure out how do they drive more physician alignment and value out of the systems that they've deployed. So we see that as a big space. Data analytics in general is a space where and our team is spending a lot of time. We also have our own venture capital efforts, the Ziegler Linkage Fund, mm-hmm. Where we've made our fourth or fifth investment at this point. And so that we're very active in. And we're seeing a lot of businesses in the early innings of kind of getting to some of these big ideas, but yeah, I think still early stages for a number of these platforms.
Excellent. Andy, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the HIMSS conference.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is terrific.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.